Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is representing the U.S. at a board meeting of the World Health Organization. President Trump had pulled the U.S. out of the World Agency, but Dr. Fauci says the U.S. will now participate in a global initiative to offer COVID-19 vaccines to poor countries. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva. The program is called COVAX.
Fauci said President Biden will issue a directive later in the day declaring its intention to join COVAX and to support the ACT Accelerator, a global collaboration to enhance this project.
To advance multilateral efforts for COVID-19 vaccine, therapeutic, and diagnostic distribution, equitable access, and research and development.
Fauci said the Biden administration will fully re-engage in WHO's global health activities. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
On his second day in office, President Biden is again taking executive actions. These address the federal government's sluggish response to the pandemic. They tackle issues involving virus testing, vaccinations, and treatment. He's also ordering federal agencies to use the Defense Production Act to speed badly needed supplies to health workers, such as N95 masks and therapeutic drugs. On his first day in office, Biden signed 15 executive actions. NPR's John Burnett reports some address immigration.
Biden signed executive actions to throw out the so-called Muslim travel ban, to temporarily halt construction of the border wall, for the next 100 days to rein in ICE agents and stop certain deportations, and to strengthen DACA. Remember, that's the Obama-era program that shields the dreamers from deportation. These are unauthorized immigrants who were brought here as children, and many now have become essential workers and started families of their own.
NPR's John Burnett reporting. The Senate has easily approved President Biden's first cabinet member. That's Avril Haines, the new director of National Intelligence. NPR's Greg Myrie reports Haines is the first woman to lead the nation's intelligence community.
At her confirmation hearing, Avril Haines pledged to steer clear of politics and provide what she called unvarnished analysis to President Biden. Former President Trump named loyalists to a number of top intelligence jobs, and they were accused of politicizing sensitive intelligence matters in several high-profile cases. Haines worked closely with Biden when he served in the Senate and also when he was vice president. In addition, she previously held the number two job at the CIA. She immediately faces a host of challenges, including the ongoing investigation into a massive hack of government computers that's been blamed on Russia. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Police in Portland, Oregon say a group of people broke windows and a glass door at a Democratic Party office on Wednesday. Someone painted an anarchist symbol over the party sign. A group of people marched carrying a sign opposing President Biden. Portland has had months of protest, some violent. Demonstrators with opposing views have clashed with each other and with police. President Biden has immediately suspended opportunities for oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon reports it is a fast change from his predecessor, who days ago rushed to finalize the controversial oil drilling leases.
Biden has directed the Interior Department to put a temporary moratorium on all oil and gas leasing activities in the Arctic Refuge. He says the department must review the oil leasing program for the land in Alaska that's home to migrating caribou, polar bears, and other wildlife. Bernadette Dementiff, executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee, says the news gave her an overwhelming sense of relief. But some Alaska lawmakers blasted Biden for trying to halt oil drilling in the refuge, saying it will hurt the state's economy. For NPR News, I'm Tegan Hanlon in Anchorage.
A double suicide bombing today in Baghdad has killed 28 people and left 73 others wounded. The bomb hit a market in the downtown part of the Iraqi capital. There have been fewer such suicide attacks in Iraq as ISIS has largely been defeated. But earlier this week, suspected ISIS militants blew up a bomb in a power station in northern Iraq. This is NPR News.